my back's a little stiff. I cut down 4 walnut trees yesterday. Of course, they weren't but this big around, but there were 4 of them. Yeah, they were 30 foot tall or 20 foot tall anyway. But that's a big bush. That's all right. Debbie got a walnut border around her garden. John chapter 10. And I'll just start reading verse 16. And other sheep I have which are not of this fold, them also I must bring. And they shall hear my voice, and there shall be one fold and one shepherd. Therefore doth my Father love me, because I lay down my life, that I might take it again. No man taketh it from me, but I lay it down of myself, and have the power to lay it down, and I have the power to take it again. This commandment have I received of my Father. Just a little bit about verse 16, of course. I like this verse. He's talking to his disciples, and he's telling them, you guys aren't all of this. There's more. You guys are not exclusive. All of the sheep are mine. All of his sheep are his. Wherever these beings are, whoever these beings are, whenever these beings are, if they're sheep, they're his sheep. All of his sheep are his. And sheep are not made sheep. They are sheep. They're born sheep. Whether they know the good shepherd or not, they're sheep. Because he knows them. That's the important part. And that's the part that the world doesn't seem to understand. See, because they want everybody to know Jesus. Well, everybody's not going to know the Good Shepherd. He runs into a bunch right at the end of this chapter. You know, have I been here this long and you don't know what's going on? I've told you. He's telling them here. But the world will not hear it. The world will not have it. Because the world does not want it.
Yeah.
And that's why I like that song we sing. Christ is the portion I desire. Christ is the Savior I desire. Christ is the Lord I desire.
Yeah.
Now, that desiring is not natural.
No, it's not.
It's not natural to man. You can't even know it, much less want it. Unless it be given to you.
Yeah.
By the Lord I desire. The yeah. Christ I desire. And these sheep that he has don't desire him yet. But they will.
Yeah, they will.
He tells them which are not of this fold. And Walter, the part I get about that I love, is it doesn't matter whether you're in the fold or you're out of the fold, you're a sheep.
You're a sheep.
You're a sheep. Whether you're in the fold, whether you're out of the fold, whether you know it or not, he knows it. I like that. And whether you're in the fold, whether you're out of the fold, even more important, you're his sheep. Because other sheep I have. I own them. I possess them. Even when they don't know it. And people have been known to preach this to others and not know it. Walter, who was it? Fred told you about somebody was chosen in their mother's womb.
Sure.
That boy was a sheep. Damn, he was ordained a preacher in his mother's womb. Yeah. Exactly. And the man didn't believe it.
He didn't believe it.
But if you're a sheep now, you are a sheep in your mother's womb.
Sure.
If you're a sheep now, you are a sheep before you were born.
Yeah.
And Christ said, other sheep I have. They're not of this fold, and them also I must bring. Nobody else can.
Yeah, amen.
I must bring them because nobody else can.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody else will, and nobody else can. That's his job as the good shepherd, to bring in his sheep, because the sheep will not come of themselves.
Yeah.
Like I said, they can't come and they won't come. They will not come. They cannot come.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, that's true both ways.
Both ways. Yeah.
Yet, all those that come unto me, I will in no wise cast out.
Mm-hmm.
I've heard that thrown around a lot. And they think that means that you can come. But if you keep reading, around the same area there nearby, no man can come unto me except it be given him of the Father.
Yeah. Yeah.
No man can come unto me except it be given him of the Father. He said that twice too.
Right.
He
said it twice.
And he meant it both times. I must bring.
Yeah.
No sheep comes to the good shepherd unless the good shepherd brings them.
Right.
And every sheep will come to the good shepherd when the good shepherd brings them.
Right.
And he will bring every one of his sheep in. He will not lose one because he's good. And they shall hear my voice. He calls them by name. The hearing ear and the seeing eye, the Lord has made even both of them. He gives you the ear to hear.
Yeah, he does.
He gives you the eye to see. And then you see and you hear, and not before.
Right.
He that had ears to hear, let him hear. What about he that doesn't have ears to hear? Well, that's kind of means, no, you're not going to hear. The gospel was preached to them as well as unto us, but it didn't profit them. The gospel is preached indiscriminately. It didn't profit some, it didn't profit them, not being mixed with faith in them that heard it.
Yeah.
So you can hear it without hearing it.
Right.
And it won't do you any good.
Mm-hmm.
Another place, Paul calls it the savor of life unto life, the savor of death unto death. The same message can make some people so very happy and joyful, can make other people full of hatred.
Yeah.
Full of fear. Although fear I don't mind so much, because sometimes that's the beginning of wisdom. But hatred from others. Fists being raised, threats being made, it's been known to happen. But his sheep shall hear his voice.
Yeah.
The good shepherd knows his sheep. He calls them by name and they follow him. He's already said that. A stranger they won't follow.
Mm-hmm.
Why? Because he gave them ears to hear, eyes to see, and a heart to understand. And there shall be one fold and one shepherd. That's all there ever was, and that's all there ever will be. One fold, one shepherd. And that shepherd is the good shepherd. Just in case you weren't sure. There's no other place for his sheep to be. This is where he brings his sheep to.
Yeah.
His fold. One fold, one shepherd, He brings them all in. He keeps them. He protects them. He loves them. He saves them. All of this is the work of the shepherd.
Right.
None of it is the work of the sheep.
Right.
Matter of fact, sheep are so stupid, we try to escape from something that doesn't need to be escaped from.
Yeah.
Well, we'll wander off. That's why human shepherds have dogs. To keep the sheep where they're supposed to be. I'm not going to talk about chastisement now, but... In him, we live and move and have our being.
Yeah, amen.
We and our. It's not in him that the world has life. It's for the sheep.
Mm-hmm.
We live, we move, and we have our being in the Good Shepherd. Outside of him, we're lost. We're sheep, lost sheep. He's got some.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Right.
But outside of him, we're lost. When he brings you in the fold, you're in the fold.
Yeah.
And Walter, he never says anything here about anybody ever leaving that fold. Because
no.
They don't.
They don't.
They don't.
Right.
They don't. The Good Shepherd knows his job. That's one of the things that vexes me, you know, at places I have worked in times past and possibly where I work now. People come to you and they ask you this and they fuss at you about that and they're fussing about this and say, no, all I want is for you to do your job. You know, because see, if you do your job, I'll do my job and I don't have to mess with trying to get you to do your job. And I can go home at 5:00. Because that's where I want to be. I got walnut trees to cut down. I got a fresh mowed lawn. I want to sit out there and enjoy it. I pay taxes on it. Debbie's there. And she likes me.
Gracious.
I don't know. Yeah. It's amazing. This is the one thing that people don't understand. The Good Shepherd knows his job, and he's done his job, and he's doing his job, and you don't have to worry about the Good Shepherd losing a sheep.
Right.
Because he won't.
Right. Yep.
Matter of fact, if anything even got close to nearby to harming one of his sheep, he'll kill it. That's the job of the Good Shepherd.
Right,
David.
Right.
Killed a lion and a bear.
What shepherds do.
That's what they do.
Yeah.
He carried a rock and a piece of leather on, for the purpose of killing things that would bother his sheep.
Sure.
I don't think Jesus Christ is any less of a shepherd than David.
No, of course.
No way. He's the Good Shepherd. But as we see here, we have a little bit of a progression. Everywhere in the scriptures, through the scriptures, you'll see progressive types. Now, let me make this clear. This is a progressive manifestation of knowledge, a progressive showing of knowledge. The types are not progressing. The truth is not progressing. It's always the same.
Right.
The truth doesn't change.
Right.
It's a progressive manifestation, a showing to us, because we can't handle it all in one lump.
Amen. Right. That's right.
Yeah. That's right.
This whole chapter starts off, chapter 10 starts off with a parable about he that entereth not by the door into the sheepfold, but climbeth up some other ways, a thief and a robber. He that entereth by the door is the shepherd of the sheep. To him the porter openeth, and the sheep hear his voice, and he calleth his own sheep by name. I love that. And leadeth them out. And when he putteth forth his own sheep, he goeth forth before them. And the sheep follow him, for they know his voice. And a stranger they will not follow, but will flee from him, for they know the voice of strangers. So this parable spake Jesus unto them, but they understood not. So now he starts explaining it. I'm the door. I'm the good shepherd. And then he says, I'm the good shepherd again. I lay down my life for the sheep. God is not progressing. His plan is not changing. His purpose or his plan have never changed. But the revelation of it to us is progressive, because we need to start at the beginning and get walked all the way through things. And then halfway through, we need to start over and have it repeated to us, because we'll forget. We're not progressing into a better and more secure salvation. Jesus Christ was a lamb slain before the foundation of the world. Jesus Christ was the good shepherd before the foundation of the world. There has always been, is now, and shall be an order to the working of Jesus Christ in his sheep. Just like with everything else. This will continue until he's finished bringing in all of his sheep. They are his sheep before the foundation of the world. They are his sheep before they know the good shepherd. They are his sheep even when they're not of the fold, in the fold. They are his sheep, and he shall bring them into the fold. And when he brings them in, his sheep come. And there's one fold, and there's one shepherd. That's the way it's been since the beginning of the world. Before the beginning of the world, Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. Amen. Noah was a sheep. But the progression in this case also goes with the three times he says, I lay down my life. Just as this manifestation has been revealed by Jesus Christ, he adds a little more in this next verse. Actually, it's a lot more, but it's only in a few words. He could do that. He's already told us twice he was going to lay down his life for the sheep. He said, I'm the good shepherd. I lay down my life for the sheep. Actually, he said, I giveth my life. He giveth, the good shepherd giveth his life for the sheep. Well, the same word, lay down and giveth, are translated exactly from the same word, the root word. I didn't write it down, so I can't pronounce it. But he already told us twice he was going to lay down his life for the sheep. The Son of God, the Good Shepherd, told us he was going to lay down his life for the sheep. This is a fact. He didn't tell us that he was willing to give his life for the sheep, although he was. He didn't say, I'll do it if I have to, because he did have to. He did have to. His life was what his sheep needed. His life is what his sheep had to have, because his sheep were dead, alien sinners. They needed life. Now, like I said, the same word is translated in verse 11, verse 17, and verse 18 as lay down or lay it down. No man's took it from him. No man took his life. He laid it down.
Yeah.
Just like he said he would. Then he says, therefore doth my Father love me, because I lay down my life, that I might take it again.
Yeah.
Twice he's already said he's going to lay it down. Third time he says he's going to lay it down. And he adds a little something extra, that I might take it again.
Yeah.
See, a human shepherd, him laying down his life for the sheep, that's the end of the story.
Yep.
As far as the shepherd's concerned. But it ain't the end of the story as far as the good shepherd is concerned.
Right, right.
He can lay his life down and he can take it again. Because he is the good shepherd. He is God. And verse 15 says, as the Father knoweth me, even so know I the Father. And I lay down my life for the sheep. Verse 17, therefore doth my Father love me, because I lay down my life. The Son knows the Father as the Father knows the Son. As I said, I can't do that. I don't do that. My Father and I, we're not equals. Especially when I was growing up, I'll tell you this right now, my dad was boss. Sometimes he was just a threat to where, well, your father gets home. We weren't equals. And to be honest, as much as I love him and everything, he was still my dad.
Amen.
Till the day he died. But this Father and this Son are one. Both times talking about, I lay down my life. This was the purpose. This was the plan all along for the sheep. Call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. Acts 2:23, him being delivered by the determinate counsel and foreknowledge of God, ye have taken, and by wicked hands have crucified and slain. I lay down my life for the sheep by the determinate counsel and the foreknowledge of God. And guess what? I take it again. I will come back from the dead. By the determinate counsel and the foreknowledge of God also.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ was delivered by God to be slain. He laid down his life for the sheep. We can say it past tense because it has happened.
Right, it has happened.
It has happened.
Yeah.
The good shepherd has laid down his life for the sheep, and the good shepherd has took it up again. I like that. I do. He laid down his life for the sheep. And the Greek word where it says lay down, I didn't write down how to pronounce it. But in all three cases, what it means is to place.
Yeah.
He placed his life for the sheep.
Yeah.
He took our place. Because if he did not take my place, I'm going to die. And my blood is not going to be well-pleasing to the Father. And neither is your blood. Neither is anybody's blood. Except the blood of the only begotten, well-beloved Son of the Father. My Father loves me. I lay down my life for the sheep. I place my life for the sheep. I like that part. The good shepherd promised to place his life for the sheep, and the good shepherd did,
yeah, he did.
places life perfectly for the sheep. And he placed it by the determinate counsel and the foreknowledge of God. Boy, I ain't got time to go to Ephesians 1, do I? I'll just read this one part. Ephesians 1, and you know, first what Walter went there the other day, what made me think of it? Because in Ephesians 1, 7, it says, in whom we have redemption through his blood, talking about Christ, the good shepherd, the forgiveness of sins, according to the riches of his grace.
Amen.
Where's the work of the sheep in that? Nowhere to be found.
Right.
Nowhere. I don't know that I'm proud of the fact, but I am certainly glad of the fact that I had absolutely nothing to do with my salvation. Mm-hmm. Because I would have messed it up. I would have broke it. And besides, if I can put myself in, I can put myself out, and I'm much more likely to do that sort of thing. That's the way I am. I have to stop myself from doing wrong. I don't have to stop myself from doing good. I never had that problem. And anybody that thinks they do, you know, well, you got other problems. Okay, I'm sorry. I know human nature. I've been around humans all my life. And I've been one all my life. That's all right. You can laugh now, but see, I like me better than I like a whole lot of other people. Nothing about you guys. No? We were talking about that outside a little bit. You get to thinking about things. I had nothing to do with my salvation.
Yeah.
The good shepherd laid down his life for the sheep.
Yeah.
And he took it back up again. And guess what we get out of it? Redemption.
Yeah.
His sheep are redeemed.
Yeah.
Present tense. His sheep were redeemed. Past tense.
Yeah.
And we still are redeemed.
Yeah.
Present tense. And we always will be redeemed.
Amen.
Future tense. So shall we ever be with the Lord.
Amen.
The good shepherd laid down his life for the sheep. The good shepherd took it up again and made that perfect offering of his blood to the Father.
Yeah.
The perfect offering was accepted by the Father.
Yeah.
Therefore, we're redeemed.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That part's over. There's no more blood being shed.
Right.
There's no more blood to be accepted by God.
Right.
Anyone who is a sheep or who will be a sheep that hasn't been born yet, not saying they're being made a sheep, but they haven't been born yet, has been redeemed.
Already.
All of his sheep were redeemed with this one offering for sin forever.
Amen.
Period. Yes. All that were chosen in him before the foundation of the world, which is part of Ephesians, were made holy and without blame before him in love.
Yeah.
The sheep, even the sheep who do not know their sheep, were redeemed by the good shepherd according to the riches of his grace.
Amen.
Having been predestinated to the adoption of children according to the good pleasure of his will.
Amen.
I had nothing at all whatsoever to do with any of that.
Amen.
I mean, of course I wasn't around before the foundation of the world. Nobody was except God. I wasn't around when he gave his life, when he laid down his life. But even then, I was his sheep.
Yeah.
If you're a sheep now, you were a sheep when he was on the cross.
Yeah.
If you're a sheep now, you were a sheep while he was in the grave.
Yeah.
And if you're a sheep now, you were his sheep when he took his life up again.
Yeah.
When he rose from the dead, which is what we celebrate every Sunday.
Sure. Yeah.
Christ is alive. Mm-hmm. See, this is what the world doesn't get. Jesus Christ is alive right now.
Yeah.
Our God sitteth in the heavens. He does whatsoever he has pleased. People hate that. Well, I don't. I don't know. I mean, seriously, people hate that. You mean God does whatever he wants no matter what you do? Pretty much, yeah. Yeah. However, if you do something, God might do something too. Because it pleased him.
Yeah.
Everything pertaining to the good shepherd, well, actually everything, is by the determinate counsel and the foreknowledge of God.
Yeah.
There are no surprises. The good shepherd calls his sheep, feeds his sheep, keeps his sheep, protects his sheep. The good shepherd is our salvation.
Yeah.
He's our salvation.
Yeah.
I love when Henry Mahan said that. Walter, I'd never heard that before. Salvation is in a person.
Yeah. Amen.
It's not. Salvation is not in this book, Mason.
Right. Amen.
The truth is in this book. The truth is the book.
Yeah.
And everything in this book is true.
Yeah.
But this book is not my salvation.
No, it's not.
Salvation's in a person.
Amen.
It's in my Lord and my God,
yeah.
Jesus Christ.
Amen.
The Good Shepherd.
Yeah.
And he has done every single piece of it for me,
yeah,
and for you if you're one of his. And that ought to make you awfully happy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now he has ordained that we walk in good works. I'm still not very good at that. But thankfully, he'll give me both the will and to do of his good pleasure sometimes.
Amen.
And sometimes he gives me the good pleasure to refrain from evil.
Sure.
Thankfully. He's my shepherd.
Yeah.
Where he leads, I'll follow. Even if I don't know where I'm going.
Right.
Which the sheep usually don't know.
Right.
Another reason for having that dog. To make sure they go where he wants them to go.
Yeah.
And it'll be good for them because he's a good shepherd. Guess what? Wherever he takes us, we'll find pasture.
Amen.
Yeah.
Because we'll be in the fold. Because he's taking us. He goes before us.
Yeah.
And we follow. That's his blessing to us. And that's his job. And he does it willingly. He does it lovingly. And I'll tell you something. He does it perfectly.
Yeah.
And he always will.
Yeah.
Our Heavenly Father, we are thankful again for this time and this place. But most of all, we are thankful for our Lord Jesus Christ. Please remind us of all the things he has done for us. He is doing for us, and he shall do for us. Help us to keep him centermost in our hearts and our minds and our thoughts as we go forth in this world, which doesn't know you, doesn't know Christ, and doesn't know the Spirit. We ask this in his name. Amen.